Where the Truth Is Still True comes a show that gives you a reason to live. Yes, I created it. Goddamn right. Blue Wave or Red Tide. Well, today's the day before that. I guess we've all heard enough about that. There's a big election going on. A lot of elections. It's the big day. Here we have a Long Island cops rep who bitch slaps somebody. Reps bitch slaps. Personal Twitter account of a Nassau County Police Department spokeswoman littered with rude, crude jabs at critics, including one telling Jane Fonda to die already. Hanoi Jane should shut the fuck up. That's what a Detective Roach said. Well, as not a Detective Roach, Detective Roach said that. Roach Detective. Maureen Roach, also a public information officer for the department, she tweeted on Saturday using the derisive nickname. And she also said, die already, bitch. Well, hey, why not? Who's a big Jane Fonda fan? We end up watching everything on Netflix sooner or later, my wife and I, news horror Mandy Stattmiller, unwifablebook.com. And the thing about her was really awful. God, I really can't stand her. By the way, if you're in New York City, you may be called to the jury for El Chapo. You know who El Chapo is? Sean Penn's best friend, this guy with a little mustache, El Chapo. And I'm going to do the rest of the show in English. Nearly a decade after a Brooklyn grand jury handed down the first of many indictments against him, well, the jury selection begins. His name's Joaquin El Chapo Guzman Loera. An anonymous pool of potential jurors gleaned from 1,000 New Yorkers were sent to they got a 31-page questionnaire. So you may know, like, if you do drugs, you might have to recuse yourself. And they're going to lay eyes on the runty drug baron. yes, runty. I like to hear him called runty in the New York Post. Well, we're going to go international right away. In China, where a China bus plunged off a bridge after a woman attacked the driver. Oh, my God. See, when you're on public transportation, it's vital that passengers learn and follow just a few simple but essential rules. For instance, on the bus, keep your hands to yourself, pay attention so you don't miss your stop, and stay behind the yellow line and never, ever annoy the bus driver. Well, here we see what can happen when a passenger ignores not one or some but all of these rules at the same time. And when they're in China. Boink. Here we go. As you see, she's hitting him here and hits him with her phone. He takes a hard left and good night, Saigon. Saigon's not right. That's in, Vietnam,
that's
right?
That's in Vietnam, yeah.
Oh, China's so big. Things like this must happen all the time, Drew.
They confuse them. I mean, it's not just the names. It's, you know, the faces. It's really hard.
Yeah, exactly. You can't tell one from the other from the other.
Not us. We don't have the kind of practice that.
You know, that's what it is. People who have the practice.
You need to practice. It's like anything, like learning a language. You need to learn the right, you know, peoples.
Learn the right slants, the right skin tone.
The tones, yeah. There's
some that have a broader nose, maybe.
Korean writing has a lot more circles, you know, that kind of thing.
Pointy-faced.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, some of them have, they all have dark hair, except for if they've dyed it. And even though we used to play this game, you know, you can always tell Asian women from behind, even. You can tell them from behind. You don't need to see. Can you tell Asian women from behind? Usually you see a woman. Now, there's a certain kind of women I like to look at. You know, I like Asian women fine.
I like, if I'm looking at an Asian woman from behind, I'm a happy person, so.
Oh, right.
That's just me personally.
I mean, if they're fully clothed with her hair, they all have the, you know, it's like there's just like little cues. They'll have these weird shoes.
Yeah.
Chinese ladies, they wear these weird, like, the generic ass kind of comfortable looking shoes.
The problem is from behind they could be 12 or they could be 100. You know,
why is that a problem?
whatever you're into.
Let's see that crash again. Boy, this is really something. This is just this is the kind of thing. I think I watched this probably 24 times. It's in Chongqing. Let's see, it's in southwestern China. Yep, that's right. Let's look at it. Let's have a look at this little video. You can just keep hitting rewind on that thing all day, as far as I'm concerned. The music kind of messes it up. I wish I could hear these people screaming. look at him. He's like, look. And he looks strangely in control. It's like, she hits him. Whoa, goodbye. Now, that bus right there went to the bottom of the river, stayed there for several days. I guess he overcorrected, but he looks strangely in charge. Now, they got off easy right there with the head-on collision. Like, oh, man, look at that bus. Where did that bus go? Anybody see? Oh, it's gone.
Down under.
Down under.
To Australia.
Yeah. He abruptly detours into oncoming traffic through a flimsy guardrail off the bridge spanning the... Can you name the river? If you can name the river, call us right now, 877-962-6846, if that looks familiar to you. Again, 877-962-6846. We are live. And I will hold off on telling you the river just so in case somebody can call with that guess. Final stop, the bottom. The bus remains submerged 230 feet underwater for days after the accident. And all 15 people killed, of course, all because this lady missed her stop. That's why the lady missed her stop.
I'd be mad, too, if I missed my stop before going over a bridge.
Yeah, Christ. You know? Yeah, no wonder she was. She must have had a premonition that was going to happen.
She's like, let me off here. And he's like, okay.
We're going express after the bridge.
Imagine you're going to Staten Island, then you realize, you're like, oh, man, I got to go to Staten Island.
Like, oh, my God, now I'm in a place where people make sense. Yeah, and then, like, or you know, like the same way with the subway, right? You go into the subway, and you're like, oh, shit, I was supposed to get off at Lexington. Now I'm going to wind up in Jackson, whatever, the Jackson stop. There in Long Island City or some shit. Hate that I've become one of these guys. Here we are. Let's look at this now. A woman attacked a guy in a nightclub, choked him until he was unconscious after mistakenly thinking he'd sexually assaulted her. Well, the Me Too movement becomes the fuck you movement, you know, in an instant here on the surveillance video. Why not have a look? It's not going to hurt us to look at some video, like my invisible bottle of the dew. The diet do. You could look at the video or... All right. Yeah, saw the surveillance video, caught it. See, now, here she is choking him. And the reason he's just standing there all docile like that is because he thought it was one of his friends messing around. Next thing you know, he's unconscious. But as you can see on the video, as it replays, you don't have to replay it.
It's going
to
show us right here. Yeah.
Yeah. So she slaps him right on the ass, slaps her right on the ass. It looks to me like she was sticking it out for her.
No.
And then she thinks, oh, this guy did it. Of course. If you grab the closest thing with a penis and start choking.
Yeah. She sounds like some man hatred there, some real sexism. She just assumes it was a man slapping her ass.
Yeah. And then she goes over and slaps her ass even as she's falling. Do you see that? Her friend comes over. Look at that, you know, Barbie doll cunt. That's what she is. She's a Barbie doll cunt. She slapped him on the back of the neck and starts choking away. Meanwhile, now she's been arrested, this woman has, rightfully so. And she faces some charges here. And that's great. Fantastic. She certainly deserves it. And let's hope she gets the maximum penalty. Life in prison. Oh, I guess that's not the way it works. She's sticking her ass out. And she goes
her
like that.
Hit it.
Yeah, and now she's like, fuck you. Pops him and then it just starts choking away. Now, that is an overreaction to a slap on the ass,
well,
even if he did do it.
If he did do it.
She
should confront him, definitely.
See, there she goes. She cannot stop slapping asses,
just,
this
like,
girl.
Killed him.
Now, she's really the one who should face charges, right? But, I mean, shouldn't she?
Yeah.
For instigating that thing?
And, like, isn't it not okay to slap a woman's ass? Like, I thought that's how I was raised. I don't know.
I mean, they have her on video sexually assaulting this woman twice. So, yeah.
So, I mean, but she's not pressing charges against her, you know, like there's some inequality here. That's all I'm saying.
Inequality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's go to sports then, I guess. How about that? There's a boxer who apparently fucked his rival's girlfriend and stabbed the rival to death, and he's been jailed for life. How about that? He had sex with his love rival's girlfriend and then stabbed him. Ashley King, 29, naft Gareth Atkinson. These are obviously people from overseas. No men named Ashley here to speak of. Look at him. Oh, boy, that's a... Well, he's a boxer, you know? A fighter by his trade. It looks like that. That must be Gareth there with the girlfriend. So, yeah, look at that guy. Boy, that's a couple of boxers. I don't know if the other guy's a boxer. I don't know what Gareth... He was sentenced on Tuesday. Minimum of 17 years in prison. Well, that's not necessarily jailed for life. 17 to life, I guess. It must be what he got. Over the murder of a 25-year-old doorman. He's a doorman. He's like, eh, that's a hot piece of ass for a doorman. I think I'm going to fuck her. And then I got to get rid of the doorman. It comes after the pair had been described as arch enemies, with King sleeping with Atkinson's girlfriend, Jade Walker Saunders. That's her. Jade Walker Saunders. Hey, Jade Walker Saunders, and pick me up before the fatal attack in May. Leeds Crown Court in the UK had previously heard how Atkinson feared on the day of his death that his girlfriend had been having sex with King all night. All night.
They did not stop.
He feared that. He's like, I am afraid that boxer has been fucking my girlfriend all night.
Just once would have been fine, but all night, that's where I draw the line.
It was just once, but it went all night. Neighbors said they heard King yelling, get out of here, you fucking cunt. I'm going to kill him. Wow, that's pretty damning evidence, I guess, isn't it? You know, like, well, we heard him say it. Get out of here, you fucking cunt. I'm going to kill him. Why do you want her to get out of here? You know, I guess she must have been standing in the way. Sometimes they'll do that. They'll stand in the way, and you're like, oh, don't stand in my fucking way. You ever have that happen where you're trying to kill a guy, his girlfriend's trying to get in the way?
No girl has ever stood in the way of me doing anything.
Thank God. You've been able to kill everybody.
Everybody that I needed to so far.
Me too.
Hashtag.
He told police, I knew I was going to get locked up for a long time for something I haven't done. I did do it. I knew I was going to get locked up for a long time for something I haven't done. I did do it. It was self-defense, but they'll never believe me with my record. What is his record's like, you know, probably like 5-15.
Exactly.
5-15-2. They'll never believe me.
If only I had a couple more wins in my career, maybe a belt.
Yeah.
They'd believe me.
Maybe then I could have the status. Well, they didn't believe Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, now, I never did really study that up much, but it sounded to me like she just came over, fucked that guy, and called it a rape.
Yeah. Common tale. It's tale as old as time.
Common tales. Tale as old as time. You're right about that, Drew. King was arrested just over 24 hours later in an armed police operation, having made an attempt on his own life by taking pills. And that's one of our sponsors tonight, pills. If you want to take your own life, think about pills. If you want to live life on a higher level, also think about pills. They can take you in either direction. And wherever you're going, they are a shortcut, pills. He told police, like I said, he was going to get locked up. He denied it. During the trial, he's found guilty. The court previously heard that King sent Atkinson abusive texts. One read, you're fucked.
That just makes me cry when I hear about people being abused by text message.
I know. It's abusive. There's nothing more violent. And people do call things abusive. And I mean, like, we've sort of, like, the word abuse has changed over time. It used to be child abuse. You know, that meant you were hitting your kid, right? I remember when I was a kid, it was like child abuse meant you're hitting the kid. And then it became, you know,
yelling
abuse.
At
yelling
much,
at him is
yeah.
abuse.
Yeah, you're not put, giving them A's, that's child abuse.
But you should not give them what?
A's in class. You know, that's my teacher's.
He said not giving
abuse,
them AIDS.
Yeah. AIDS.
Not giving a kid AIDS is abusive. Or he could be, say, the kid is, you know, locked in a closet or something that became abusive. And then.
What's the world coming to?
It's, you know, look, it's we grew up, we had one thing and one thing only. And we would cling to it with all of our might. That was our own lives.
And that was AIDS.
That's all we had was our own AIDS. Yeah, well, I don't know what his record was as a boxer. Maybe we can discover that. Is that possible? His name? Did you need his name again, this guy? I'm sure you do. Cause
I got it.
Okay, well, our loss is immense and is also not only felt by us, Gaz's closest relatives, but also by the many friends and colleagues he had. Doormen have way more friends and colleagues than you would think. They see everybody that goes in. They also see everybody that goes out, just in a different way. support of his friends has been extremely comforting to us. We wish to thank him. We respect the findings of the court. We wish to extend our thanks to those responsible for bringing the case to its conclusion. Tomorrow we're doing coverage of the elections, and there was a strange phone call. We'll be doing that phone, that live here on Compound, by the way. There was in Georgia, a robocall was apparently set up from supposed to be from Oprah Winfrey. It was a white supremacist group. So they released a racist, anti-Semitic, and sexist robocall to Georgia voters in that order, by the way. Little sexism is nothing compared to white supremacist stuff, apparently. We sure are sensitive about these things these days. It says in the call, a man mimics Oprah Winfrey. And if elected, Abrams would be the first black female governor in the country. In the country, never been a black female governor. Why do you think that is? Why do you think there's never been a black female governor? We'll take your calls at 877-962-6846. If you want to talk to us about why there's no black female governors yet, the candidate there is someone named Stacey Abrams. And in the phone call, we have some text from it here. It says, "This is the magical Negro, Oprah Winfrey," which I've never heard her refer to herself that way. So, you know, right off the bat, it's not very convincing. Magical Negro, Oprah Winfrey, asking you to make my fellow Negress, Stacey Abrams, the governor of Georgia. So she's asking you to vote for Stacey Abrams. Now, it's funny how they would put a robo call out there that actually endorses, if they're white supremacists, why are they endorsing the Negress? I mean, if she's also sexist, I mean, it's also a sexist call, rather, then that seems strange to me. Years ago, the call continues, the Jews who own the American media saw something in me, the ability to trick dumb white women into thinking I was like them, and to do, read, and think what I told them to. Well, I don't know that the Jews are behind that. I see that same potential in Stacey Abrams. Where others see a poor man's Aunt Jemima, I see someone white women can be tricked into voting for, especially the fat ones. See, I didn't know that this was also mocking of people's weight. Let's take a call here from Jason. Hey, Jason.
Patrick, this is Oprah motherfucking Winfrey.
Oh, my God. I was mistaken. It's Oprah Winfrey.
That's right, baby. Oh. That's right, girl. Come here, Patrick. Oh. I love you. I love me some Pat Dixon.
I had no idea.
Me some white boy.
Really?
That's right, baby.
Oprah.
That's right.
How about this? Oprah Winfrey, I didn't even know you knew about the show.
Yeah, baby, we got to get out the vote. We got to vote for that bitch.
Okay, yeah. Are you excited about the idea of the first black female governor?
As excited I am every time I see a biscuit with gravy.
Oh, wow, that's pretty excited, I guess, isn't it? Yes.
That's right, baby.
God knows you like your biscuits and gravy. Now,
I love me some biscuits and gravy.
You sure?
Oh, baby.
Well, now, you said that some people see Stacey Abrams as a poor man's Aunt Jemima. That is what was said in the call. Now, are we sure that this...
You know, I know Aunt Jemima. We lunching every other week.
Oh, okay. And this call, now, that just to be clear, it was not you, right? Or it was?
I want to let you know right now, that call is racism.
Oh, it's racism, okay, yeah.
That call is racism, baby. That ain't me. But this is the real Oprah right here.
Okay.
Such an honor.
Wow, that is something else, Oprah. You know, your spirituality runs so deep. Mm. I love that. That is something.
One day we will be free.
Woo! Wow, that is, I tell you, I got chills listening to that just now.
I feel it. Oprah 2016.
No, baby, I love you.
Now, Oprah, are you thinking about making a run for the presidency? I mean, like, the people have talked about it. How do you, I mean, give us the lowdown.
Lord, I might do it. I might do it.
Really?
If Jesus say I should do it, I will do it. But I'm going to listen to God.
Oh, I see. You got to listen to God, right? How do you feel about the way the country's going? I mean, do you think that President Trump's doing a good job?
You know, I think that 45 is a threat to my people.
Uh-huh.
And Lord knows, like I said, if my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tells me to run, I will run. But Orange Hitler, I don't believe Orange Hitler is doing a good job right
not,
now.
Not a fan
of policies is hurting my people.
Okay, get this bitch off the phone. Hang up on her. Gotta get her off. Get her off. Jesus Christ, I can't believe this shit. Do you believe that Oprah called up and talked about the president that way?
What a bitch.
I love hearing from celebrities, you know, and I love the fact that they enjoy the show, but I do not tolerate that kind of, I mean, she called him Orange Hitler.
That's mean.
I mean, and then she turns around and calls people racist. You know what I mean?
She's just mean.
Got something against the orange people.
I don't know what she's doing.
What does she have against the orange?
She's an orangist, like a racist, but against orange people in particular.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I guess orange is a race.
Yeah. I mean, it's a race of superhuman from another planet, maybe. Do we have shocking videos to look up?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Check it out.
As long as we're bringing it on the show as hardcore as we are today, we might as well have the president on in a little while. That's right. President Donald Trump is going to be here. You think I'm kidding? Think I'm fucking joking about that? There's one thing I do not joke about. Nah, there's not. There's nothing. You might have heard me today on Tom Shalhoub on Fox News Radio. You got to tune in and hear that. I'm in the third hour there between 5 and 6. What was the man's record?
I couldn't find it. Apparently, he's not a good enough boxer to have a record.
They don't even count wins and losses with that motherfucker.
You couldn't even find a picture of him unless they got his name wrong. It sounded kind of girly anyway.
Good God, what a fucking...
What a loser.
Shitty loser.
Like he had a horrible UFC career or whatever, and so he just tried to get famous by doing this. Didn't work.
Oh, more sports. The businessman who allegedly killed Brazilian soccer player Daniel Correa Freitas said he did so after finding... the midfielder in his underwear, trying to rape his wife. Now it says in his underwear. We don't know how he got into his underwear. We'll never know. Was he wearing his own underwear? He's trying to rape the man's wife. San Paulo star's body was discovered in San Jose. It's in a city in Brazil's southern state of Paraná. Talk about in a Paraná there. Now is that the soccer star right there? Got his dick cut off.
I think that's the killer, maybe.
Cut off and all. Really? He's another soccer player? No, a businessman killed so that must be
okay,
the soccer player.
That must be, okay.
I hope you're enjoying that kick. Hope you're enjoying the way that dick of yours is flopping around between your legs, because it is going to be gone. Also, he was also decapitated, according to this. DK got his head and his dick cut off.
Maybe they just meant the head on his dick got cut off.
Oh, his genitals were cut off. His genitals were almost decapitated. How about that? The suspects have been named as Edison Britz Jr., 38. Oh, his wife is also a suspect, as is his 18-year-old daughter. This was a family affair.
None of them have dickheads now.
You know, they're the ones who cut the guys up. Yeah, they're suspects. They're not the suspected penis. 38, and his wife, you'll see, it's Edison Britz Jr., Christiana Britz, and 18-year-old daughter Alana Britz. Wow, whose idea do you think it was to cut his dick off?
Probably his.
I don't know, man. 2 out of 3 there. Why would he kill the soccer star, you wonder, right? Can you figure that out?
Bigger balls.
Bigger balls.
He played with bigger balls.
I see. He's jealous
went for something
of the,
there. It was a timing thing.
No, I totally. Yeah. So you had to just come out. I understand.
Balls, dicks. You know.
Balls and dicks and dicks and balls. So, and if you like balls, try Dixon balls. That's right. By Pat Dixon. The loss of God is forever. That is our sentence. That is our sentence. There isn't a day that passes that we don't miss and long for his company. Well, you didn't have to cut his dick off and kill him and everything. Our hope is that the case is concluded and justice has been done, that we can now grieve privately and the guy can rest in peace and we can all try and move on as a family. How about that? Move on as a family.
Without his dick.
Let's look at some shocking videos. Why not?
Come out of all that shit, bitch. Do that catch up on the bed, on the mat, nigga. Boy, nigga.
I actually
right
thought
now,
it was a kid when I was first watching it, but it's actually like a dwarf, right?
Yeah, not a squatty kid.
No.
Good vibes only in this robbery.
Yeah. Fill that bag up.
If you think you're gonna, people are going to take you seriously robbing a store, you you're going to have
that. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I mean, like, does he even get in trouble for this?
I think the police came by and said, that's cute.
Right now, nigga. I didn't want that.
He reached over the counter, but
I need water right now, nigga.
Listen to the racial epithets too.
Right now.
Very racist guy.
Feel that bag up. Feel that bag up.
G, you about to blow up.
Give me that shit off the top shelf.
Hey,
right now, bitch.
Man, he's just throwing a lot of pies and treats over the counter.
Family,
bitch.
Nobody's like trying to stop him.
Does he not have a gun or something that he can use?
Hey!
Hold up!
Bag up! Right now!
Family, the people coming, G. The police coming, G. Ooh!
Wow!
Get that bag up! Right now!
The police coming, homie!
Obviously, a smart decision maker.
Right now!
The police coming, family!
Right now!
You about to go to jail?
You're laughing out of that. Come on, dude. You're being a retard.
Yeah, you know something.
Do that bag up.
The only way to react to this.
What's up, boy?
The police coming.
What's up, boy?
The police coming. Come on.
Oh, they're with him.
Do that bag up.
Fill the bag up, for God's sake. Okay, get enough. That's enough of this. Holy God, look at him. He's really angry now. He knocked over some greeting cards and keychains. Oh my God.
Now he definitely got
He's really on a tirade. Everything from the waist down, waist level down, is in danger.
I'm gonna pay for this. I'm gonna fill the bag up with you. I'm gonna fill the bag.
He's doing multiple dollars worth of damage.
Multiple.
Look at that. Wet flow of my ass, bitch.
Why can't his friends just, like, pick him up and, like, carry him out?
Yeah, come on, really. I mean, why is he in charge here?
Oh, that's the saddest thing I've ever seen. Look at that.
Get him.
Oh, man.
If only a couple of little mini cops didn't run in.
Oh, God. With the Benny Hill music behind
yeah.
it.
Just, like, a couple of mini cops run in and go, all right, come on, hands up, motherfucker.
We represent Precinct 13.
Good God. That is, that video right there. If that doesn't give you the most pleasant dreams and make you feel, I don't know, better as a person. Come on in, please, please. Have a seat.
Let's do another little short video here.
Yeah, let's check it out. I know there's another little short one. Please, have a seat in your duster. What kind of shit is this? Oh, my God. What are you? Sam Kinison just walked in.
There he is.
It's a come on, gunslinger.
It's a peacoat, I thought.
Peacoat is not that.
Really?
No, not at all. That is not a peacoat by any means.
This is huge.
Who do you have on? Do you have Johnny Depp on your shirt? Johnny Depp?
Oh, Chris Cornell.
Oh, okay. Looks. I think it's not. what's the deal with?
I never felt sillier wearing a thing before. Like I felt so cool walking in, and then you said duster, and I was like, I'm an idiot.
I think you look good, Ryan.
Thanks. It's an overcoat, right? So, yeah, you just look like the trench coat mafia.
Did you see the thing circulating? This is why I wore it, is because my uncle that passed away had left me a bunch of coats to wear or to inherit. And I was like, I don't want any of these. They're too big. And then I saw Trump in this Facebook post where it's like, this is what CNN doesn't want to show you. And it's him walking through the hospital like in Pittsburgh after the shooting that happened at the synagogue.
Yeah.
And he's like, he walks around like, he went around like this. And they were like, this is being filmed from like the nurses point of view. And they're filming and he's walking by and they're like, oh my God, that's him. Like they're starstruck. And he's like, and like, oh my God, Trump, thank you, Trump. And he's like, great job. Great job.
Okay.
Great job.
I hear you. I hear you.
It was a beautiful moment.
I mean, did he have a coat on like that?
Huge. Bigger than this.
That's a nice looking coat. Is that your uncle's coat?
Yeah.
That's nice. And he's dead?
He's dead.
What'd he die of?
Just
clothing AIDS.
Yeah. Clothing.
Some guy just called in to say, yes, that is a pea coat.
Thank you.
It's not a peacoat, y'all.
It's a long peacoat?
This guy is too fucking... Whoever called in is a dumbass. It doesn't... Peacoats don't go to the floor. It's an overcoat.
Well, that's between you and that guy.
It's between all of us together.
We're taking calls. What kind of coat is this?
And did anybody name the river? It's the Yangtze River. The Yangtze... let's read this ad together, Ryan. You want to?
Yeah.
I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender.
Buying a home, it could be one of the most important purchases you'll ever make.
And then again, maybe not. But today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, which can turn a great experience into an anxious one.
You know, that's why Quicken Loans created their exclusive power buying process.
Really? How's it work?
Well, they check your income, assets, and credit to give you a verified approval. This gives you the strength of a cash buyer, taking your offer to more attractive seller.
Really? And once verified, they qualify you for an exclusive rate shield approval. That's right. You get qualified for that once you're verified.
Right. And they'll lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. Then, once you've found one, if rates have gone up, your rate stays the same. But if rates have gone down, you get to keep that new lower rate.
Wait, how does that work again?
Well, either way, you win. That's the kind of thinking you'd expect from America's largest mortgage lender.
It is, that's for sure. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/compound. That's rocketmortgage.com/compound. Rate shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions.
Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Based on Quicken Loans data in comparison to public data records.
Equal housing lender.
Licensed in all 50 states.
NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
We don't ask much from you here, but this week we need you to buy a
house.
Yes, and buy it quickly through that right there. And make sure you go to that website that I mentioned. We have so many stories and videos here, Ryan.
That would be Quicken Loans.
Yeah, that would be Quicken Loans. What?
Just saying.
So this guy got his dick cut off for playing soccer.
For playing soccer.
Apparently.
That was the penalty for playing soccer.
Media said a lot of things. My wife never had anything with Daniel. Never mind my daughter. However, rumors always get started, but the truth will come out. So I'm giving the guy that voice. I know I did what I did. I want everybody watching to think that they would do to keep the higher moral integrity of your family and keep a small and fragile woman. Help a small and fragile woman.
Mm.
I will do nothing to help a small and fragile woman except put a dick in her mouth.
That's right.
Hey-o.
If it helps.
She doesn't need any other help. You know what I mean? That, yeah.
What more help could she need?
She's equal.
You get the magic dick.
She's getting a lot of dicks, apparently.
Mm. That chick has been, she is.
She's fully dicked out.
Let's go to India. You want to go to the magical land of India?
Ooh.
This parade. Oh, India we go to. You know, I one of these days, I just want to know, like, don't you just push the fucking link and it just says...
Are you ready to go to India? Are you
I'm ready. India, there's nothing there except it just says India link.
You know what? I'm going to make an Indian bumper. Enough happens in India. Well, like, everybody thinks India is just peaceful, you know.
Everybody's sitting around like,
No, people are stretching their dicks out, getting bitten by cold. Even the monkeys commit crime out there.
The monkeys kill fuckers out
there. They're fucking atrocious.
They steal.
They stink.
and they have fleas.
Yes.
Are you talking about these guys? These monkeys?
That's it.
No, sir. This is the parade of the little boy's head.
Holy shit.
We have a decapitated, apparently, a decapitated child being paraded. They have a little kid sacrifice that they do. What's it take to get Jason Scoop to look away from his phone? I'm talking about a decapitated kid.
Is this
a joke? He's like, what do you mean a joke?
Is that a dead kid's head?
Well, it appears to be.
It's just like a...
It looks like he's getting a lot of blood to his
face. Is his body under it?
Yeah, it's
a trick. It's a trick. He's hidden underneath there, yeah. And that we find that out later. I think they almost arrested those guys. It's not that great of a trick, really.
Well, it's a great trick because the thing that it's on is so thin, it looks like there's no way a body could fit in there.
I'm not convinced.
Oh.
It doesn't really look... The angle of the head, too, you can tell, that to me looks like he's laying down, you know?
You have to cut it with precision to get it to sit at that angle.
You gotta make the incision with precision.
In this commission, you ask for permission to hit them. Hit them like me, hit them while wifey was with them.
And then you put some avocados in front of the head.
This thing is breathing.
Put some deviled eggs in front of it.
Ah, fuck.
We're having a decapitated Indian dinner party.
Carried on a mattress. Everybody cheer for the decapitated boy.
I'm gonna get that kid pregnant.
Ooh.
My Obi-Wan Kenobi, baby.
Did you see Morgan chiming in?
He was fine. Oh, the cop watch now. Let's, you're not gonna believe this. Some cops are in trouble and charged just for questioning a suspect. Just for questioning him. These COs be crazy sometimes, but these are not COs. These guys are cops, and they are charged. This is out of town, Eckert Police. This is up in the South Bend area. South Bend, Indiana.
Oh, Indiana, okay.
Indiana, real nice place if you like Catholics.
Replace the...
Who doesn't, really?
I've never heard of South Bend, but I was like, that's some place in New York.
Ooh, let's hear the explicit language. See?
Well, he gets beat up, yeah.
He hocked a
that's
fucking
exactly
loogie.
What you do.
In the... Yeah.
Yeah.
But by hitting him, they're
and
saying...
He stopped.
Right. Why did you do that?
Yeah. And they stopped. He's not being hit anymore. That was enough hits for being spit in the face.
I think it's exactly right.
That was like literally right on the nose of.
Did you hear him? Did you hear
one,
the guy?
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
6.
That's it. Oh my, yeah. That's nothing, dude.
They connected maybe once, twice.
Yeah.
You hear him, like, you hear how deep that comes, too.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
And you're getting hit with gloves. Come on, he's fine. Those
kid
weren't
gloves. They're literally wearing kids' gloves. You know? Nobody can hear you.
You said the cops are getting charged.
Exactly.
With what?
I guess with doing an excellent job.
There's a mic.
For when you want it.
They're charged with misdemeanor counts of battery.
That's fine.
I guess it's not really good though.
I feel like if I was at one of those cops and I was like, I'm going to be charged with whatever.
I'm not going to just get spit on by this guy.
No, dude. And then you teach that guy a lesson. Like, you'll be arrested again. Maybe we didn't catch you on charges that you'll go away for life. So you'll probably be released. And then you'll probably commit another crime. And at least you'll know. Don't spit on some other set of cops. You know, we'll take it easy on you as far as the punches. We'll give you the exact amount. Punch is necessary, and then you'll never spit on people's hands.
It's justice that's swift and appropriate.
Yes.
Ledesma was the guy. He pleaded guilty to charges of domestic battery himself. So he was beating his wife.
Kill him then. Fuck that guy.
Yeah,
don't
you should
beat
have
your
assaulted
wife.
Him to death.
Why would they bother even fucking with these cops? Yes, he was sentenced to a year in jail, 133 days, though. Was suspended.
Suspended a sentence?
Yes.
Oh my God.
He walked free that very day.
I wish there was an orange somewhere in that.
Yeah.
That tape.
Someone's gonna die on crime report.
Yeah. Mm.
Two officers are Corey Newland and Joshua Titus. They are two excellent officers who I salute. Mm-hmm. Good job. That guy needed to be corrected.
Yes.
But if you think about it like this, if they didn't do it so hard, would he still be in jail? Like, if they didn't like Ooh. Over the top it, would
wait,
we have
a
domestic
question.
Criminal still in jail?
Yeah, wait, did
it, not related.
It didn't take away from his sentence, right?
Yeah, he pled guilty. Okay. Pleaded guilty. So, I mean, like, he got what he got. Mm. And I guess, like, how much time are you supposed to do for fucking shoving your wife into a wall, you know what I mean, or whatever he did?
Death penalty.
For
you really down on beating women?
Well, I call it domestic justice.
Yeah, they call it domestic battery. What it is domestic justice.
Domestic justice.
Domestic justice. That's what we need in the book. We need to write a book, Domestic Justice, or maybe a movie.
Since women are equal, .. Subtitle, Domestic Justice.
You want to be equal, you better go work out and get equal. You know what I mean? You better learn some techniques to use my body size against me. I'm not bigger than my wife, even.
No.
My wife's bigger than me. Hell, I'd be the underdog on that card. I would. If I just fight my wife, be like, well, this could go either way. It's a toss-up. But tail of the tape says she's got an advantage.
But she has equal right to go to the gym, just as you do.
She could go do some pull-ups. I can do, you know how many pull-ups I can do? As many as I want.
That's true.
You know how many I want to do? None. So it works. 5 months ago, those officers, they were disciplined already. They've already been disciplined. Mm. Speaking to the city Civilian Oversight Commission in June, just to come back to the story one more time, this is Ed Windbigler. Windbigler. Mm. That's a goddamn. With a name like that, you can't lose.
No.
Windbigler.
He can win smaller, but he can't win Bigler.
He can win, yeah. He used a little more force than needed, is what's officers use a little, just that much, just a little too much,
smidge,
just a cunt hair too much. Mm. It says they just went a little overboard when they took him to the ground. That's all, Windbigler. that's kind of, sounds like a fucking a game show host or something. Windbigler.
Yeah, it sounds like actually like the fucking. I'm sorry.
Top five answers on the board.
Win Biggie Smalls.
That actually sounds like the prize. Like, you just won Bigler, bro.
Just won top five answers on the board.
Can I just say, well, since when has Ryan started dressing this Ryan Seacresty? This is, you look a little too good.
This is ridiculous.
Starting to get a
long
little
time in the making.
Suspicious.
It's huge, this jacket.
It's not just the jacket, it's the scarf, the shoes. Who are you?
It's a hat.
No, this is a pocket square.
Pocket square?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Oh, pocket square?
Okay. That's the latest.
Okay. Okay.
Now you're really good in all trench coat mafia.
But actually, going back to the story, too, yeah, like, him dropping to the floor was probably the harshest part about it. And I think
he threw himself to the floor. I mean,
really?
Yeah, you could tell. He, like, tipped himself over, and he's all like, ah!
That's him getting out of there. Like, he's spitting and just like, bye.
Yeah, exactly. He spit and turned himself over.
Where are you going?
If they should make him mop the floor at night, for Christ's sake.
His hair.
As he spits, they immediately tackle him, as you can see. Yeah, now watch him turn himself over. Listen to this. He's like... Don't spit. You better swallow. And watch, he turns himself right over.
Hits himself
right
off
the floor.
There.
He threw his head back.
He didn't hit himself in the face, but...
He's wearing Nike Cortezes, black, all
cops
black.
Cops are so mean, and their haircuts are so bad.
Both of those are untrue.
I guess we better get Oprah back on the phone or have her come in and switch cameras for us because...
We apologize.
I don't believe that about the police force. I don't know about their haircuts always.
That did not represent
maybe
the show
not
or
bad,
this...
But they're
look at Drew. Look at Drew. Look at Drew's haircut. It's... cops are... What do you mean they're... Look at that hair. Oh, Jesus.
That is Roman. You are going to fight a gladiator with that hair.
Probably be a cop.
That is so white supremacist.
Oh, looks like the phone lines are lighting up here, Peter. So are you talking to your mom back in Wisconsin or Nebraska?
I was talking to the lovely and intelligent Zach from Ithaca.
Oh, Zach.
Put him on the phone. Hey, Zach.
Hey, Zach.
Hello, Pat.
What's up?
I was going to ask you about James Polite, that white Trump supporter who was tagging the synagogues with swastikas and stuff.
It's a new day. It's a new day for the black Nazis of New York City, isn't it? There was another incident where there was more synagogues that were tagged and stuff, and some more graffiti and shit. And guess what? More blacks. It's like everybody's all worried about the Nazis. And apparently they're black Nazis now. Well, that's
Proud
all
Boys
I know.
Are a multi-ethnic white supremacist organization. So he was probably a Proud Boy.
Oh, that's what it must have been. It must have been that the Proud Boys just went ahead and just dropped the pretense and declared themselves Nazis. But
Black Nazis. Yeah.
The Black Nazis, yes. The Black Nazis, Black Nazi Boys. Proud of your Black Nazi.
Uhuru.
Oh, Uhuru yourself. James Polite is a very interesting sort of a character who has been arrested in all these fires that were set in synagogues and yeshivas around the city. And he also did a lot of graffiti vandalism, saying things like, "Die Jew rats," and, celebrating Hitler and whatnot. The guy has had every advantage, the city council tried to help him. Christine Quinn, who was the speaker of the council at the time, stuck her neck out personally. He did have a lot of foster homes. He had unsanitary conditions or something at home, and he had like 10 foster homes after that. And then he was informally adopted, something called a moral adoption, by a Jewish couple who helped him with, and his college was paid for, full ride. He didn't have to pay any money for college or books. And then he comes back, and this is how he repays all that help, is to try and, I guess, get out the Democrat vote, as if that's necessary here in New York City. That's really something else, ain't it, Zach? That's James Polite. Do you have any new information on this guy? I believe he's been arrested. He has been arrested, for sure.
Well, I think he has Colin Kaepernick syndrome, is my diagnosis.
Ah, yeah, he's trying to prove his blackness.
Perhaps. Well, I hope you have a wonderful show, and good evening to you both.
Oh, okay, Zach. You have yourself a good evening.
No, Zach is right. That guy took a knee, basically.
Who are you talking about?
The guy.
That guy took a knee. Okay, well, do we have a... Did anybody yet talk about the San Francisco 49ers bitch who got on a knee, took a knee? One of the cheerleaders took a knee.
Really?
San Francisco 49ers. Let's look at that.
Like she has a voice.
She took a tit out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like everybody... Yeah, take a tit. Take a tit.
Take a tit and drop it on the...
Just take a tit.
On the AstroTurf.
And they were so proud of her, too. They're, oh, she's so defiant and unafraid. The look on her face. She's not. What are you talking about? They were defiant, unafraid, taking a knee. These cheerleaders start taking knees. Like, who gives a shit, right? We don't. If we cared about what you thought, you wouldn't be cheerleading.
We barely even care what the male cheerleader does.
Even less.
With his asshole.
Those fucking mows.
He's on the weekend.
Oh, by the way, it's grow a mow for something this week. You're supposed to grow a mow.
What is a mow?
A mustache.
Oh, yeah, no, I tried. I did that yesterday. I had a mustache.
You did it for just one. It was grow a mow for no...
It looks like...
November,
shit.
You grow a mustache. I'm not growing a mustache.
You ever had a mustache?
No, I have not.
Dude, you would look pretty awesome.
I would love to have a mustache. I cannot do it.
You know when you did have a mustache?
When?
Florida 2.
Florida 2, I had a mustache. Yes. Yeah, you're right. I played Buford T.
It
Justice.
It looked cool.
I think, dude, you're preaching to the choir. I'd love to have one.
Yeah.
It's not as easy as buying and sticking it on. Like,
you know who else looks awesome with it? With mustache? Anthony, I saw, he was the MyPillow guy on the Halloween party that he had.
Yes.
I couldn't make it to that, but I was really jealous watching Chris Baldesanto's live video of it. And I was like, dude, Ant has, he's had a real mustache, but this was a fake one.
Yeah.
He's always looked awesome with a fucking mustache.
Real or fake?
This was a fake one?
No, I was saying awesome, he looks awesome. Real one. Real or fake? He looks awesome in it, yes.
Real one, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm a big fan of Mustache for Ant. Hmm.
Is that the new?
Yeah, Mustache for Ant.
It's November.
That's
Mustache for Ant.
Oh, boy. Right,
real quick, we got this cheerleader.
Well, here she is. Look at her. Look at that dumb whore.
Her name is Kayla Morris. Kayla Morris.
Yeah, she started a new cheer. It's Give Me a D. Right in my M.
These boobs were made for ignoring, and that's just what they'll do. You got money on this game, so you're probably just worrying about the parlay that you bet on.
Well, now, what is the problem?
She's hot, though. Jeez.
No, what? She's not.
She's
what
are you teethy and eyebrowy.
She's, well, okay, okay.
She's like Eddie Griffin.
Okay, not hot, but she's definitely fuckable.
She, four?
You?
For her. No, she looks slutty. She looks dirty. Oh, hey.
Yeah, she is kind
of
cute.
Speaking
oh, wait,
of fuckable, look at that.
You. Oh, fuck. Whoops. Why do her eyebrows look just as, like, glued on as her
it's
hair
like that
does.
Paint on eyebrow trend which
I think
is
that's
so
two of Anthony's mustaches there.
Her eyes went as the My Pillow guy.
Yeah, she's yes. How do you know which eye is the evil twin, you know? what a dumb whore.
Fuck her.
IMO. And yeah, down on her knee. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I guess they get on their knees, and you could make a joke about it, but you guys pretty much got it. Mm. Migrants are facing a route of death. Oh, please do talk.
I'm down on my knee, just like a player.
All right.
Not bad.
Like a player.
Yeah, like a player. Like of the game, which is.
Oh man, that makes cops want to shoot more blacks. I think you know what I mean. If you stand during the national anthem, that's what you're trying to say. I want to see more black deaths.
Right.
How many black football players been killed by cops?
Well, all the black football players all the black guys killed by cops were football players, actually.
No, they were not.
They don't put those statistics up on the board.
Maybe
but,
junior league, sure. I mean, we got to go to the NFL, probably the stats for that.
Yeah, all right, NFL player. Salute to service, by the way, for these cops here. This Rikers cop, he is lucky to be alive. A new video shows a Riker inmate pummeling a correction officer, even hurling a trash can at him without anyone lifting a finger to help the guard. You press play any old time. The clip obtained by the Post begins with the two standing chest-to-chest in a common area. And then, oh, boy, they come to blows. What cracks me up is when this, like, inmate decides to go all kung fu. How many times have you seen this in a fight? When the guy's like, oh, no, 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 slip my shoes off. Okay, now I'm ready. The thing is, he does kind of come in hard.
Right.
And this
ooh, elbow
this
to the face right there.
Wow.
Drop the
see,
weight on
look
him.
At that.
But he's still on the floor. He's got position on him.
Yeah, I mean, like this. I don't know who they expected to lift a finger. It's not like the inmates are going to come in and do anything about this.
This is going just fine. Like, I don't see anybody dominating it. To any specific realm of the, oh, okay, this is different.
Well, this is probably why they don't have guns. But you know, I guess if they had guns, it might not come to this.
Right.
People would get shot every single fucking day.
Mm. You know what? Maybe not. After two shootings, they'd probably be like, we shouldn't fuck with them.
Wouldn't that be
that's
nice?
Exactly what would happen.
That's what should happen too. Yep. Go ahead. Of course, these guys are innocent until proven guilty when they're in Rackers.
So I feel like he's won the melee now. That's insult to injury kind of shit right there.
I don't know. They're running away like a bunch of scared prisoners in Rikers.
Yeah. Where are they going to go?
Right.
Right. Stupid prisoners. Guess what? That guy just got bailed out.
Oh, really?
$1,500. Yeah, bail. And he's out. And he's out. Yeah.
Is that the 15%? Like, bail is you pay 10% if you have a bail bondsman.
Well, $1,500 bail, and I don't know who paid.
Maybe he had $15,000 bail, and then all that they
it doesn't matter because it still comes down to the same amount, you know.
Yeah,
like when they report it, I think they report
what's actually payable by
bail is that, and then there's bond. I'm not, you know, it's really, I don't know. I don't think they would give him $150 that you have to pay.
Yeah,
so it's $1,500
to get him out, and he just assaulted a fucking officer. You know, another thing too is like maybe they had problems and they were looking at each other for a while. There was some tension building up. It's almost like the opposite of like having a crush in school where like the first kiss, the first punch of somebody that you have this this animosity towards is like, this is happening. Like all access. You can punch me, I can punch you. I've had that moment twice in the past 2 months.
Let's go to President Trump. I think that he's going to settle this for us here. You know, because
frankly,
I think in a moment or two, the president will be making his entrance. This is how you talk just before the president comes in.
Nervous as shit.
Yes.
That's why I've been talking so much.
The president of the United States in just one moment will be walking into the room. He'll be doing his Donald Trump thing that he does.
Did I do an impression of him?
You did, but it was flattering.
Is it flattering?
Yeah. And the thing is, Trump is, you know, he's probably been making appearances all. I mean, like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, he's rallying and everything. I don't think he had much of a chance
to catch
that rally
too, but I didn't.
Is Donald Trump coming out?
There he is.
Oh my God.
Pat!
Donald J. Trump.
I'm here.
President Trump.
Okay, believe
that's him, dude.
You have our support.
How are you, Pat?
Good.
How you doing?
Good.
Huh? Okay, there
he's
we
still
go.
Practicing at being president.
There
he's
we a, go. Here
you, you sound very, very sort of quiet tonight.
Well, look, look, Pat, look, I'm very busy. We're campaigning for the midterms. It's unbelievable. I'm also, you know, I'm on the road, Pat. Going to be at West Side Comedy Club this Tuesday. I'm all over the place.
Are you really? Okay.
Believe me.
Who
yeah,
books good. That?
Gina Savage.
Right. Yeah, okay, I'll get in touch with Gina Savage about a booking.
It's a real, yes.
Mm-hmm. And Jesus, Donald, I can't wait to see you there at West Side Comedy Club. You
gotta be great, Pat.
Yeah, that's fine.
Gotta be great.
It's a complicated business, I know.
If the caravan throws a rock, we're going to be shooting. I don't know if you heard my quote.
I loved it.
We're going to kill the people.
I loved it, and you know what? I'm just going to give it one
and I love the people.
I'm going to double down.
We love what you do.
And believe me, and believe me, the caravan, look, 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 look. If they, look, I'm going to win the caravan vote. If they could vote, we would win the caravan vote.
Oh.
Okay, believe me.
Yeah, you think they're bringing...
Because they know. They know.
You mean you think they would storm into the country and vote for Donald J. Trump?
Yeah, believe me, Pat.
It'd be stupid not to, I'll tell you that right now. A lot of MS-13 in there.
Believe me, the caravan, the Kanye Americans, they all love me.
Yeah, that's actually true. They've got a lot. The caravan has a lot of support in Congress, of course. A lot of... you know, MS-13 has a lot of support in Congress.
That's right.
Nancy Pelosi,
you know,
loves MS-13.
I actually think, I think that the Democrats, they're saying, you know, let these caravan guys in. Of course they like Donald Trump because it's like, this is a big deal, he's saying. You know, this is not just to let him in. And
they know, because they like Trump. They like Trump.
Exactly. And here, yeah, you know, the caravan.
Everybody loves Trump.
They're outsiders.
Believe me.
They're outsiders, believe just like me. Donald J. Trump is a political outsider.
That's true.
Donald J. Trump, did you notice that the fucking Conners, they already got canceled?
Really?
Yeah.
The Roseanne people. The Roseanne. Look, we're going to have Roseanne. She's going to be coming to the White House. Okay, we're going to offer her a position. It's going to be...
Doggy style?
Unbelievable.
That would be unbelievable, wouldn't it? Yeah.
She's opening for me at West Side.
That's
West
true.
Side Comedy Club. She's opening.
That isn't true. Okay. Now we are very, very, very excited about the midterms tomorrow. Will you be voting there? And will you vote in New York or D.C.?
Pat, I'm going to be voting in D.C. Voting in New York.
Both. You get to vote in two places. Amazing.
In both, because look, the Democrats, the millions of illegals voting, we're going to be voting illegally too. Okay, you got to keep it fair.
That is cool.
Okay.
Now,
Melania is voting like we're all voting many times. Okay,
is Barron?
Barron is he's voting too. Yeah.
Well, have you gotten like new wave President Trump? You look a little pink on top.
Yeah,
there.
It's going from pink to blonde.
You look like Dodie Stevens from Grease.
Sorry, I'm laughing because I thought of a joke. I thought of a joke somebody told me 3.5 weeks ago.
We don't know what's up with the hair, but that's okay. What a palatial room you have there. Is that in one of where are you at right now?
This is the White House bed. We've redone it.
Oh, shit.
We've redone it.
That's the front room of the White House now.
We redid it. The Obama White House, they messed it up.
You had to take down all those Jefferson's posters and everything.
Yeah, it's just gross. You see, it's unbelievable. We're redoing it. It's so...
Try to get the smell of cocoa butter out of the furniture.
Once again, I just thought of a joke somebody told me a year ago. That's the only reason why I laughed.
It keeps getting further back, the jokes that you're remembering. Yeah. Well, President Trump, anytime you want to come here and do kind of an okay job, you are always welcome.
Pat, I had a few drinks before this.
I understand. President Trump, you deserve a few drinks. You deserve a night off. Take one soon, President Donald J. Trump.
Trump.
And by the way, our show Trump, you can see it Thursday night right here on Compound Media. Is that right?
Will we be doing that? So much winning.
We've been doing Trump now for about a year.
Yes. We did one live last week. So what you're seeing is a live show. That was with Seth Barron because Kevin Downey Jr. was
on assignment. Mm-hmm. And now he's voting in Michigan tonight.
Really?
He is. He went all the way to Michigan to cast his vote, I guess.
He had to because he's a...
His car's registered there or something. I don't know. He's been in fucking New York for a long time.
Dude, I was just telling somebody that I had to vote in my hometown, and I missed out on a chunk of the election thing because I had to vote. I just had to. For the presidential election.
Missed out on a chunk of the election coverage. Yeah.
I was supposed to come into the town way earlier, and I was like, I need to vote.
I need to vote.
So you go out and you fucking vote. Cast your goddamn ballots.
Because if he's willing to miss something 2 years ago... Do you will you be here tomorrow night for the election coverage? It's live on Compound Media.
Hell yeah!
We're gonna rip that shit up. Yeah, I don't know a lot about the local races. I'm gonna do a lot of research between now and then. Hmm. We have a satanic temple that threatened to sue Netflix over their fucking thing, and a man who served his friend's tacos made from his own amputated foot.
What?
Well, when you have a dinner party, you got to put your best foot forward.
Does any of this, like, you've been doing crime for a long time, does that not shock you? Or is that like, yeah, I've heard something like that?
No, I mean, yeah, it doesn't really shock me.
Have you heard anything like that before, though? Like,
no, I have not.
Eating in meat and human?
Offering somebody your own foot. If it wasn't a foot, it wouldn't be so bad, though, would it? No.
Is it technically carnitas?
Tacos carnitas. Yeah. I think it's technically carnitos.
Oh,
good night.
True.
That's fine.
You absolutely should chime in for that one. That is, that was a zinger.
Yes. Okay. Have a wonderful evening and go vote. Watch Trump on Thursday.
And check this guy out.
Oh, dude, come on.
Yeah, that's
it. There's a few more pictures here that I think we'll all find. Fuck. A little.
You know what that needs? A little Parmesan cheese.
Sure.
Parmigiano.
Oh, damn.
You want to at least have some sauce or something.
Jesus.
That's fucked. All of it.
Dinner there is going to cost us an arm and a foot.
That's the victim?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, maybe the...
Kevin Downey Jr. tweeted something about this. He said, that, oh, my goodness, he wanted to take him out to eat, but he didn't want to foot the bill.
Yeah, he wanted to make him tacos. He wanted to make him a burrito.
This is a very... We already did the toe thing.
Yeah.
I did. I said carnitos.
Oh, but not burrito.
Nice recycling. This is the most well-documented cooking of an amputated foot I've ever seen.
He probably thought it was going to be funny, and his friend probably, like, died.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if seems like a fun cannibalism prank. Fatal.
No, it's just fucked, because you just changed your whole morality there. You've eaten a human being, you know.
But you didn't do it on purpose.
No.
You don't change anybody's morality on accident.
No, you're
your
right.
Meat's just
right.
Not the same after that. You just can't have, like... steak, it's got to be human.
Yeah, you get addicted to it real quick.
Say this is a sneaking past somebody's moral compass is what happened.
Well, I just look at those ugly people too. My God, the yellow faces.
Well, I mean, those are my people, Pat.
Those look like the worst tacos.
Yeah, look at
ever.
Asians right there.
Who makes tacos anything like that? Like,
yeah, to them it's nothing new. They're like, what wrong eat foot?
What wrong
what good
eat
meat?
Foot? Yes. What wrong eat foot? Yes.
That would be the headline.
It's Chinese for... Do you want to eat some foot?
Yeah, what wrong eat foot? it's something else, I guess. You know, I mean, like, I hope if I ever eat human meat, I'm tricked into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I want to know because I want to taste for it and get every savory. I don't want to be like, oh, well, now I have to try it again, you know?
Right.
Tell me after I'm done eating it, but don't tell me while I'm eating it. Okay. What if it's delicious, you know?
Can I tell
you
something?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
One time, you know, me and my girlfriend at the time, we were all we would eat was like these like microwave foods, and a really special occasion was if you put them in a different plate and then you put it in the oven, and so this is what
and it
we
becomes
do.
Yes, we've used the oven.
Yes, now we could, you know, this is a thing now. So I was grabbing the thing out of the oven, and as inexperienced as I was doing it,
good night, everybody
outside of the microwave. I reached in and I burned my hand with one of the like the tss, with one of the broilers the oh, broiler
yeah,
the
yeah,
wire
right there the wires right
and,
there
and I was like wow and I smelt it and I was like and if you smell your hand it smells like gross beef or some awesome meat
gross beef
just meat
or awesome meat
gross beef
or awesome meat
yes or awesome me
like you have oh, yeah that's it you have the you're going to a wedding and you would you like the gross beef or the awesome meat everybody's choosing awesome
I'll
meat
salmon motherfucker Jesus
chicken awesome meat or gross beef
I really did I smelled my hand I was like that smells like good.
Yeah, smell my hand.
It smells like...
It smells like gross beef.
I really want to go to this video I showed you last week. We didn't get to it.
Oh, great. Oh, my God. This will cheer you up. If you are in a bad place...
Check this out.
Watch this and feel better.
Morning.
As a surprise ending, it's going to make you laugh.
Upstanding member of society.
You're like, oh, it's a beautiful day. Everything's it's a little.
I love this video.
Then what?
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy.
Oh, Nick. Nick. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. He says. Did you hear that? Yeah. I love Nick. I love Nick.
Apparently,
he's not giving it up right away that this is something to be alarmed about. You know, Nick, fuck you.
He's having a great time. Apparently, there was some kind of dispute over some drugs or something.
Yeah. So
you know what? There's not a dispute over. He definitely came to a full stop there at that stop sign. Yeah. Obeying the law. Jesus,
that's
mother.
That's a real, real, real hit there.
Nick!
Why does she avert the camera then? You know what I mean? It's like I intuitively do that. Either. Look at, she's still got her feet up on the fucking dashboard.
You're lounging.
It's like,
lace shoes, all though. 16 holes
like,
up.
We know those shoes.
What are those?
Yeah. I don't know. Somebody commented there. I posted that and I was like, what the fuck, Nick? And they were like, Nick's kind of a hothead. I was like, I've seen no evidence to prove that Nick's a hothead. I mean, I understand maybe you have your opinion. But I think Nick's a good guy.
He's a great guy once you get to know him, right?
Rein it in a little with the criticism, you know what I mean? You don't know what happened to Nick.
Prove Nick's an asshole.
Like, Nick is not on trial here.
Oh.
Not
maybe
yet.
Maybe the other guy really did do something like...
I think he did.
Touch the girl's boob or something.
Something
tricky. I don't know.
It says here in the paper, another man's come forward claiming he was badly injured by a Corona bottle suddenly exploded, shooting shards of glass into his leg. Look, he hurt his foot right here. What wrong? Eat foot. You must have the right beer that pairs perfectly with foot. Yeah. Everybody knows Corona is the beer with a taste for foot. Why are we still doing a show? I mean, we're done. We're over time here. Stay tuned for Michael Malice, if you dare. Four nights of that equals a lot of snacks. So watching Michael Malice, you're like saying, we don't want you to have snacks. We're like those bitches in front of Comedy Cellar protesting Louis C.K.
Oh, gosh.
I'm an unknown comedian myself. Not many people know who I am. Do you know that? I'm not very famous necessarily, but it has its advantages. When I come back after rape allegations, nobody cares. I can rape anybody I want. Get away with it.
Now that's what I call rape.
That's right.
That's appropriate. I've seen you rock, my friend.
And now put that in your dick hole.
And
put it in your dick hole.
Don't even smoke it.